Welcome to No Ad, No Problem, a podcast devoted to college tennis and growing the game. Check us out on Twitter at JTweetsTennis and Instagram at No Ad, No Problem. I'm your host, John. Let's serve it up. Hey everyone, joining me on today's show is Georgia junior Dasha Vidmanova. Dasha has reached a career high of number 4 in the nation and is now playing the top position for the Bulldogs this season. Dasha, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So I'm excited to chat with you. You are originally from Prague, Czech Republic. I'm curious how you first started playing tennis.
When we moved to Prague, my brother played. He played a lot. He played a lot of tournaments. So I was kind of around tennis, pretty much traveled with him and my parents. So I just started playing when I was around 5 years old. And from there, I started practicing every day and just kind of went from there.
Was there a moment that you remember when you first beat your brother?
Oh, I've never achieved that, unfortunately. It was
really?
Well, when he stopped playing and stopped practicing after he graduated college, I would maybe like beat him in a tiebreaker, but still like his serve and strokes, it was just tough. So,
okay, well, maybe something later in life as an accomplishment you can strive for. Did you stay in the Czech Republic for training your entire junior career?
So I was practiced at the same club pretty much my whole life. I started playing there when I was 5, and from there I just practiced there because in Czech there's a lot of tennis courts everywhere and like a lot of players, so the conditions for training are really, really good. So I switched coaches twice, but like it was always at the same club.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the success of tennis in the Czech Republic. I was looking up the population of the Czech Republic, and it's actually almost identical to the entire state of Georgia. So it's actually a relatively smaller country when we think about, like, for example, the United States. But currently, there are 9 WTA players in the top 100 from the Czech Republic. What do you think that country is doing so successfully to produce these tennis players?
I think there's just a lot of opportunities, a lot of tennis courts everywhere, a lot of coaches. So it doesn't require much money, I would say, to start playing. And there's also, I think a big factor is that the Czech Tennis Federation gives a really great support to all of the players from like young age and support them like all the way through the juniors and helps them like to travel to tournaments, give them coaches. So I think that plays a really big part in the people like being successful after.
Yeah, that's helpful to have so much support from the Federation and maybe a little bit more manageable for the Federation to provide that support, given that it is a smaller country relative to the United States. How would you compare maybe the popularity of tennis for young girls? You said you started playing tennis at around 5 years old. Are there similar options and similar accessibility to other sports in the Czech Republic? And if so, how do those other sports stack up with the popularity of tennis?
I think another sports that are pretty popular would be like soccer, but okay, more for men though. But I really didn't like personally myself didn't play any sports really except of tennis, so I'm not really sure. But I think that just in general, Czech people are pretty like big into sports. They like tennis, they like ice hockey, soccer. But I'm not exactly sure how is like the support for other people that do other sports.
Yeah, that's fair. But they're certainly doing something right with tennis. And I talked about those 9 players in the WTA top 100. You were certainly part of a very successful group of junior players. You reached a high of 21 in the world in juniors. I read online that you had played some pro events and maybe those weren't going as well, so you decided to look towards the college route. What ultimately made you decide on the University of Georgia?
Yeah, after juniors, I played some pro tournaments for like almost a year, and at some point it just I stopped enjoying it, I guess. I don't know. So I thought that going to college would be a good idea because if I do decide to go pro after, it would be still possible for me, and if not, then I'll have a good degree, which I can use. And then I visited a few schools. And I think Georgia just felt kind of like right. I really liked Drake and the coaches and the facilities here were just very nice. And when I came home and kind of was thinking about where I want to go, Georgia just was an easy like decision. It just felt right.
I'm curious. I was looking back at your ITF junior results, and I always find that fun looking back at the different players that people play and whether it's other players who are now on different college teams. Do you remember which of your current teammates you played in ITF juniors?
I do remember I played GG once in ITFs in Europe. And the second one, was it someone who's now on the team or was on the team? Now
Now
on
on
the
the
team.
team.
I think I played Mai in doubles.
Oh, I didn't look at doubles. So maybe you played Mai in doubles, but you also played Vekic in 2019
Oh,
in
you're
juniors as
right. I
well.
played her in the final of, yes, and I lost.
So always fun to see kind of how that intersects in the junior career. But you talk about choosing Georgia and how it felt like a right fit. I have to imagine, though, that when you came in January, that there were some challenges in adapting to college tennis, both on the court in terms of the team atmosphere, but also potentially some cultural differences in adapting to life in Athens. Can you talk about some of those challenges, both on and off the court?
Yeah, I think the biggest one was on the court just because tennis is a very individual sport and all of a sudden it was a team sport and just like playing next to my teammates, it was very different for me. And the first few matches I was nervous and everyone was like screaming and it was just a totally different atmosphere that I was used to, but that just makes it really like more fun and more competitive, I think. And off the court, I think I didn't have like many challenges because I was like really excited to come. And when I got here, I think just like the college system is very different from Europe. So it took me maybe a few weeks just to like adapt to where everything is on campus and like how to get in my class and stuff. And just like in general, living without my parents was also a little different, but my teammates were great and like very helpful and supportive, so it wasn't really a challenge, I would say.
That's good to hear. And I know you traveled a lot in the ITF junior circuits. You already got to experience a ton of different cultures and food preferences and all of that. I'm curious if there has been any types of foods that maybe you didn't grow up eating that you are now a big fan of now that you've spent more time in Athens.
Well, there are definitely some places like Chipotle that we don't really have in Europe. So I really like Chipotle. We go there a lot. And stuff like Chick-fil-A or Cane's, like it's just we have like similar places in Europe, but not exactly. So I really like Cane's too. Not
Okay,
the best food, but
I'm hearing a theme of fast food, Dasha. So,
yes.
okay, interesting. Yeah, I know you all don't have as much of that in Europe, so certainly that is a convenient option for many college students. And the transition to college went pretty well for you on the court, particularly last year as a sophomore. You were 17-3 at the number two position. I mentioned reaching that number four ranking in the ITA rankings. For those who haven't seen you play, you're tall, you have a very strong serve, but you also move and defend very well. When you're playing your best tennis, how would you describe that game style?
Yeah, well, ideally, I would obviously use my serve a lot because it's a big weapon. It helps me a lot. And also, I would love to play more aggressively and come in more, like to the net. but I do tend to be more defensive and have longer points because I don't really like to miss. So I would run a lot, and I'm tall, so I can reach a lot of balls. So a lot of times the points are just long rallies that I'm trying to stay in and not miss. And I think I also have, like, I can play, I can slice, I can do a lob. So I don't only like hit and trying to hit winners. It's more like I want to move my opponent, maybe some drop shot. Yes.
Yeah. So I read that growing up, one of your favorite players was Maria Sharapova, and recently have been quoted as saying Rybakina or Sabalenka are players you like to watch. And it does feel like this season you have been trying to be more aggressive. And I'm curious what that looks like tactically. Is that a mindset shift for you? And how do you go about being more aggressive on court?
Yeah, it's definitely something I was working on and I want to keep working on. I guess it's not really like hit the ball harder. It's more like go more to the net and come in more just to see like the shorter balls and be there with my legs and hit it like to the right spot and then come in. Because I think just to start hitting it harder, it's just going to be missing more. But yeah, I definitely want to just use more of the chances and the shorter balls and try to come in.
Yeah. And you've been playing more doubles this season than you've played kind of so far in your Georgia career. Has playing more doubles helped you acclimate to being more comfortable coming in to net, putting balls away, and maybe finishing off shorter points?
Yeah, doubles definitely helps with that because we. Our kind of mindset in doubles is that we play aggressively and we don't want long points. So we want to hit hard and finish at the net, like first or second ball. And it's been, I would say, working so far. So it definitely like just helps me then in singles too, because it works in doubles. So I know I can do it. I know I can hit it. I know I can finish at the net. And then, as I said, in singles, then it's a little bit easier to kind of convince myself to hit. To hit harder and to finish at the net.
And you and freshman Isogil Mert have achieved a top 10 ranking in doubles. So I'm sure that has to help boost the confidence. But I know doubles was something that you had to get more used to, maybe not something you enjoyed playing as much. And last season, you were partnering with your good friend, Mel Riasco, also a junior at Georgia. What has been the transition process like in breaking up with Mel Riasco on doubles? Now you're playing with freshman Isogil Mertz. How has that transition been like as you try different partners?
Yeah, we played with Mel a lot last year and the year before, and I think we did pretty good. But I do also think that with Ice, we have like a similar, not really similar game, but we both can serve and we both can hit and finish. And I think it works really well, as much as I love playing with Mel. She's obviously my great friend, but I do see why the coaches. Like split us up and tried us with different partners because I think that right now in our lineup it works very well, like me and Ice and Mel and Alex. I think that this partnering is probably the best combination that there is right now.
Yeah. I hadn't heard the nickname Ice. That's a pretty sick nickname.
Yes, Icicle is kind of hard to pronounce, so and Ice is very easy, and so we call her that.
Yeah. Do you have any nicknames or do you just go by Dasha?
It's usually Dasha, but like some of my teammates call me Daish. It sounds weird, but like once we were at a smoothie place in the airport, and then for some reason they pronounce my name when they like call my name, they say Daisha instead of Dasha, even if they spell it correctly. So sometimes they call me that, but I don't really
Okay.
like it.
Okay. Well, we'll stick with Dasha. I have not had any of those name mix-ups. John is pretty straightforward when I go to Starbucks, but we'll stick with Dasha. And I love Ice. That is that's up there with one of some of the best nicknames. I mentioned Mel Riasco. She's another junior at Georgia, but it's a big class that you all came in as. You also had Gigi and Mai Narun Dorn as juniors, and Last season, you had fifth year Meg Kowalski sort of carry that leadership torch. But after her graduation, your junior class is really the veterans on this team. How do you feel like you've transitioned into a leadership role on this team? And has that meant taking on additional responsibilities within the team?
I think it happens naturally when, like last year, the seniors and Meg graduated. We are the upperclassmen now. I think we have some experience, and obviously, it is a little bit more responsibility, I would say. I don't think that it changed like a lot the dynamics of the team, but we definitely try to be like as helpful as we can if the freshmen like need something, and like sh like lead by example, I guess. But it's not really like, oh, we are the leaders and like you have to listen to us. It's not like that. It's just I guess it's just a little bit different now that like Meg is not here and we're the upperclassmen.
Now that you have a few years of experience having new people come to Georgia, new freshmen, you're no longer the freshman. What's one very common thing that new freshmen on the team need help with from their upperclassmen? Anything from on court to off court? Is there like a specific thing that kind of like every year the new freshmen need some advice with?
I think on court, everyone is doing a great job. Like Alex and Ice had their first matches and they did really well. But one thing that I've noticed is probably about classes. It's like, what class should I take? What class should I not take? Like, when do I register? It's more like with the classes stuff. Other than that, I think that everyone adapted pretty quickly and really well.
So student athletes, in that case, they're just like the rest of us, where they're struggling with registration, what classes to take, choosing a major, all of that. So I want to transition to the on-court. This weekend, you have two SEC matches, this time at home. You guys have been on the road these past few weekends. I'll focus our conversation on the Texas A&M match, because not only is that such a fierce and storied rivalry, but it's also one that I'm going to be fortunate enough to attend in person, which I'm very excited to be back in Athens since 2017, first time back there. In your 3 years at Texas A&M, you lost your first three matches against Texas A&M, but since you're on a two-match winning streak, you won the SEC championship last season and at indoors this season. What makes this rivalry with Texas A&M so competitive?
Yeah, I think obviously we're in the same conference. We play them every year, most of the times, several times a year. And the match is always competitive. It's always tough. The teams are usually both ranked pretty high. So no matter if we play here in Athens or there, the crowd always gets into it. So it's always a really fun match and it's always tough, always close. So it's, I guess it just became this big match of the conference that we're looking forward to every year. But yeah, again
Yeah.
on Friday.
Yeah. And you got an early look at the Aggies this season because you all faced each other at indoors. It ended up being this like weird, as all SEC kind of like round robin, basically, at indoors. And that was a match that Georgia won 4-2. And your match against, at the time, number one, Mary Stoyana, was 3-3 in that third set tiebreak, unfinished. Previously to that, you had lost to Mary twice. How mad were you that you couldn't finish that match?
Yeah, it was a tough match. I was obviously wasn't happy about it. I had several match points, a few of them on my serve, which made it a little tougher. So it took me a while to get over it, but I knew we were gonna play them again, and I'll probably play Mary again, probably more than once. So I was mad, but I was looking forward to our next match, which is on Friday.
Which is on Friday. And so I'm curious, now that you've faced Mary a few times, she is number one ranked player in the country. What makes her a tricky opponent? And what will you need to do well in this match on Friday to get the win?
I think she can do a lot of things on the court. She can slice, she can hit, she comes to the net a lot. So her game style is like she has a lot of variability on the court. And also, she's very tough mentally. Like, she never goes away. She fights every point, very competitive. So obviously that makes her a very, very tough opponent. And I think if I do play home Friday, I'll just need to focus more on myself and what I can do on the court. Just kind of trust my game and be competitive till the last, very last point. So yeah, we'll see.
You know, you don't play clinch in the SEC. You're going to play it out, right? So maybe you will get to finish the match against Mary regardless.
Yeah, well, sometimes we do play clinch, sometimes we don't. So I don't know which one's going to be on Friday, but I think we're going to be playing it out. So I think we'll finish this.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. And I am curious, this is a Friday night match, which are really special in Athens. How much does it help you to play in front of a lot of fans, rowdy crowd? Do you like that environment?
Yeah, definitely. It helps a lot, especially at home. A lot of people usually come, and it's a great atmosphere. And my freshman year, I was actually more nervous when there was a lot of people, but then I kind of got used to it. And when you play with a crowd, when you kind of get competitive and loud and they get into the match, it's definitely very helpful to play with that.
Yeah, I do feel like, as someone who's seen you play a lot over the years, that there's a more intense dasha that comes out when you're playing in front of these rowdy crowds. I think back to the Oklahoma Super Regional match last year, which was a great night atmosphere, and feels like you really find a way to dig your heels into these matches, particularly when they are in front of rowdy crowds. So looking forward to seeing that on Friday. I want to end here with a few rapid fire quick questions for you. So give me your answer, first thing that comes to your mind. The first is, what's your record versus your coaches in practice?
Probably like 0-10.
I just spoke with Drake, and this
No,
was some.
actually it's 1-10.
Oh.
I won one tiebreaker against Jeffs.
Okay. So,
But
but still winless against Drake?
yeah, unfortunately, it's coming up.
Okay. Well, yeah, that you'll have to let us know when that happens, or maybe you
Okay,
can put that on social.
yeah.
All right. Toughest opponent you faced in college.
Probably Mary.
Is she tougher for you than Fiona Crawley of North Carolina?
Well, I played Fiona twice and I always unfortunately lost like pretty easily. But with yeah, I would say so, I guess.
Most memorable team victory.
The SEC tournament that we won last year.
Beating Texas A&M there in the final. I'm sensing a little bit of a Texas A&M theme here. What is the best perk about being a student athlete at Georgia?
From maybe the gear. No, I'm just kidding. Like just the way, just the chance to represent Georgia in general, I think.
But the gear is pretty nice as well.
Yeah. I mean.
Three words to describe Coach Drake Bernstein.
I would say caring, hardworking, and sometimes funny.
Sometimes funny and also undefeated against Dasha
Okay, yeah, we don't mention that.
Vidmanova. All right, last question for you. It's going to be good vibes at the night match for Texas A&M on Friday. What is the warm-up song that you'll be listening to before you hit the court against Texas A&M?
I would put on like DNA by Kendrick Lamar, probably.
Okay,
If you know
great
that.
song. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah, Dasha, it's been so much fun to watch your career thus far, your 2.5 years here in college. I appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you and the Georgia Bulldogs take on the Aggies Friday night in Athens.
Thank you for having me. And see you soon, I guess.
Yeah.